I will know a little bit more after today's practice, but right now he'd be questionable if we were listening right as we speak.
What impact has that had on you playing a rookie quarterback?
Oh, it's a lot different, as you know, in our league when you're a rookie and trying to get acclimated to the NFL. But he's making progress. You know, there are going to be some ups and downs. That's part of being a rookie quarterback. But he's showing improvement in a lot of key areas, and we think some of the things he's experiencing now will really benefit us down the line.
What did you like about him before the draft?
Really liked how he dealt with adversity and how he persevered through some tough injuries and continued to battle and had success in a big-time program. Even though he didn't always have, you know, top-flight receivers, he was still very productive, great intelligence, has a great mind for the game, and an extremely hard worker. And not only was he an accurate passer, but he was a guy who had good agility, you know, very mobile in the pocket. He would make some plays with his feet, and we've seen that at our level as well. So those were some of the things that really caught our interest when we were taking a look at quarterback.
Leslie, it's Arnie Stapleton from Associated Press. What is it that you see in Denver's defense as you look at the film that impresses you, say, over the last few games here?
I tell you, their front has really, really come along. Buckley is playing extremely well, and obviously the pressure that Vaughn has created on opposing offensive linemen has really helped their secondary, and you know their linebackers in general. But their front has really, really made a difference. And you see that Champ is still playing at a high level. I think Andre Goodman is making plays for him, and B. Dawk as well. So their front, in particular, has really gotten our attention as we've studied the tape.
Coach Mike Kliss of the Denver Post. I'm serious about this. By any chance, do you look at any college tape when you prepare for a guy like Tebow and what spread option they're running?
No, we haven't went back to look at any college tape. You know, we have enough tape here over the last few weeks to really study him and see how opposing teams have tried to defend him. And, you know, people haven't had a lot of success. He's doing a great job. But we kind of, at this point, stay with looking at the what other NFL teams have tried to do.
He had 22 carries last week, which was a record, at least as far back as they go, which is 1950. What did you think of that, a quarterback carrying the ball 22 times, which I guess also means getting hit 22 times?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, that's a record. It's very unusual. You don't see that at the NFL level. I mean, if you go back to 1950, I mean, that's something that you don't really expect to see. But now with Tim at quarterback, you do have to prepare that way. It's almost in some ways, you know, like having a running back in the backfield, because those numbers are the kind of numbers we'd like to get for Adrian you know, each week and what we're doing in our running game. So it's different, but you're right, you're also taking some hits when you are carrying the ball that often, and we're going to have to do a great job of tackling him and treating him like he's a running back when he's carrying the football.
Leslie, who will you use in practice for that role, and can Percy Harvin give you any kind of intel on this whole thing?
Percy will be a source for sure. I mean, they played together and had a lot of success together. He'll give us some tips, I hope, that'll help us. But Joe Webb, one of our backup quarterbacks, will be a guy in practice who will give us a good look at some of the things that the Denver offense is doing.
Leslie, Jeff Legwald again. You've seen a lot of rushers over the years. Where would you put Vaughn as a young guy in all the guys you've seen?
Hey, Jeff, he is extremely, extremely impressive. When I first began to watch, we were playing a common opponent. I can't remember which team it was, and wasn't really scouting Denver's defense. So I was looking at the other team's offense, and man, that number 58, I grabbed one of the sheets just to look and see who that was, and I go, wow, okay, now I understand, because I knew when we looked at him in college, he was a terrific player, and to see what he was doing at the NFL level this early in his career, you know, I thought it was a veteran guy, and it was fun. And of course, now this week that we're playing him, you have a chance to study him more in depth, and he does not play like a rookie. Some of the things that he does, his explosiveness, his awareness, the instincts that he has, the power that he has, it's just very,
Why are some guys his size able to rush with such power?
You know, he's such an explosive guy, and once he gets his hands on some of those tackles, his lower body strength is something that is kind of underestimated, and it reminds me a little bit of what I saw in Indy when I was with Dwight Freeney. He's another one of those guys who is not the tallest guy, but his lower body strength, once he would get into an offensive tackle, they were always going back, and I see the same thing with Vaughn when he gets his hands on guards and tackles. They end up going back, not knocking him back, because of his explosion and his lower body strength.
Leslie, Mike Liss with the Denver Post again. Tebow's had some success late, too. If the game's close, he's come through in that final drive. Can you just talk about some of the common denominators when you were a player and assistant coach all the years? First of all, who are some of the best that you remember that you kind of feared? With 2 minutes to go, and what are some of the common denominators among the quarterbacks who are good in those situations?
Yeah, I don't know if when I think of some of the guys I was around and played against who have been good at that, the reasons they were good were a little bit different than the reason in some ways than why Tim is so good at it. The ones I'm thinking of were guys that were throwing the ball, but they had similar leadership qualities and they had a similar impact on their teams. The common denominator was all the players felt like if you kept it close for Peyton Manning, if you kept it close for Joe Montana, that he would find a way to get that win. And it seems like in Denver, they'll believe that as well. If we can just keep it close, Tim is going to figure out a way to get the ball in the end zone or get it close enough to kick a field goal. We just got to keep it close. And when you have a team that believes like that, it's just lifts everybody's confidence and guys start believing in that leader, and sure enough, it seems that's what's been happening. They've been keeping it close, and then he ends up making a play to help them to win the football game, which increases confidence of your team, your entire team.
Hey, Leslie, it's Arnie Stapleton from AP again. Even though they haven't been passing the ball that accurately or that much, Eric Decker's come up with some big plays. Is he got some deceptive speed, or is it the case that the Broncos lull people to sleep, and then when they stack the box, you know, he can hit them one-on-one?
A little bit of both. He does have some deceptive speed. I mean, he runs very, very good routes as well. But part of it is what you just said. I mean, they're running the ball so effectively. I mean, number one rushing team in the league, that you commit so many people to the run, and all of a sudden Eric's behind your secondary, and then you're kicking yourself but you feel like you have to stop the run, and sometimes you're trying to do it with 10, 11 people, and there he is behind your secondary. But he's doing a great job, and although they're not passing the ball a lot in comparison to the numbers most teams throw today, you know, still Tim has 8 touchdowns and 1 interception, so you have to pay attention to the fact that they do throw the ball. It's not just running the ball 60 straight plays, and they have hit some big plays, and Eric has been one of the beneficiaries.
Coach Darren McKee, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. What's been your biggest frustration for your team defensively this year?
You know, just struggling the way we have against the pass has been one part of it, and I know we're banged up a little bit in the secondary, and not being able to close out some games early in the season when we had a chance to close out some games in the past that we would have closed out, and that part may have been the most frustrating part, the fact that we weren't able to close out some games when our defense was on the field late in games.
Have you been able to put your finger on it?
Yeah, there's some things that I think contribute to it, and you know, we're trying to address some of that now, and we're playing a little better now in the second half of games than we were early in the year, but some of it really can't be addressed in 2011. We'll have to, you know, address some of it in the offseason.
Leslie, Jeff Wegwald again. You did something like John did here. You sat down a veteran quarterback to play a younger guy. How tough a decision was that, and what were some of your reasons at that point?
It was a tough decision. You know, we went into it with expectations that Donovan would really lead us to success, and we really struggled as a team for a lot of different reasons. But I knew, you know, I got to be able to look at the bigger picture, and we have a young quarterback that we wanted to develop, and we wanted to give him a chance to grow this first season. And so we committed to getting Christian on the field and knowing that there would be some ups and downs along the way, but believing that it would benefit us in the long term. And that was the deciding factor in the decision. But it was tough just because, you know, we were hoping that we would have gotten off to a better start than we did.
Coach, is the only way to do that in games, is that impossible to replicate in practice?
As far as gaining a young guy experience?
Yeah.
It's not impossible. There's nothing like a game. There's nothing like going out and competing in a game. But there was a time where a number one pick or a high pick wasn't a guy you expected to play right away. You kind of had a veteran guy and you brought him along. But in today's NFL, this is probably more the norm. You know, getting him some experience and let him take his lumps early and hopefully build a team around him, and that's kind of where we are. But it's a change philosophically, I think, for most of the league in how you approach young quarterbacks.
Leslie, it's off track from this game a little bit, but do you think Peyton Manning comes back next year, having spent so much time with him?
I sure hope so. You know, he's a great competitor, great player, we know that, and I hope if he's healthy enough that he'll be able to come back and play again. I love watching him play, respect him so much as a person. But at the same time, if he's not quite where he needs to be health-wise, I hope he wouldn't put himself at risk, and I don't think he would. But I'd love to see him be able to come back and play again.
Coach, what do you miss about Eric Bieniemy the most?
Oh, man. He was just a great friend, great coach, such a terrific competitor, and so passionate about the game. He just loved the game, and you know, miss hearing his voice, you know, getting after our players and encouraging them and challenging them at the same time. And loved his competitiveness. Miss him in a great deal. Miss him a great deal.
Did you follow CU at all throughout the course of the year? Or were you too busy to really pay attention?
Yeah, I really didn't. As a matter of fact, I asked one of our coaches today, how did they do? Cause I really didn't get a chance, haven't had a chance to follow much of college football. But always pulling for him. Have another fan in their staff, Brian Cabral, always pulling for those guys out of